Dartmouth to Greenway Round Walk, Dart Valley Trail. Heritage. Dartmouth developed from two tiny hamlets on either side of a tidal creek to become a tremendously important naval and civilian port. The very earliest settlement in the area was actually up the hill in Townstall, through which you pass as you re-enter Dartmouth to end the walk. Centuries ago, the threat of seafaring raiders made living down on the waterfront too hazardous, so settlers perched their dwellings on the high ground, away from the water. The grand-looking building up on the hill above Dartmouth is the Royal Britannian Naval College. The institution has trained officers here since 1905, including Prince Charles and Prince Andrew. Greenway House and its 300-acre estate, given to the National Trust in 2000, has a long and illustrious history. Best known as the home of Agatha Christie, Greenway was also the birthplace of the Elizabethan explorer Sir Humphrey Gilbert and a haunt of his half-brother Sir Walter Raleigh. Gilbert founded the colony of Newfoundland while searching for the Northwest Passage. He was the father of the famous cod industry of the Grand Banks of Newfoundland, a place where the waters were at that time said to be so teeming with fish you could walk across the surface of the sea on their backs. Many local men were shipped across the Atlantic to work catching, salting and drying the cod. Further downstream from Greenway, and visible from the estate and several other points on the walk, are the old shipyards sited on both sides of the river. Dartmouth's biggest employer for over 100 years, the yards built all kinds of vessels. From Greenway Quay, you can see Gurrow Point, across the water and a little upstream. From this low promontory, in 1894, early aviator Albert Liventhal flew a plane he had designed and built himself. The plane got off the ground successfully, but unfortunately landed again in the river. On the top of the hill beyond Dittisham, you will see the basket of a fire beacon. The original beacon was sighted up here to raise the alarm on the sighting of the Spanish Armada in 1588. Since early times, a ferry must have existed between Dittisham and Greenway. In the days before motor transport, goods, people and cattle were carried by boat between local villages and towns. At the beginning of this century, it was a common sight to see cattle driven down Manor Street, sometimes penned overnight in what is now the Pound House, and taken on the horse ferry to Greenway Quay to be driven to the Tuesday market in Gampton. The horse ferry was afloat, propelled by two extra long oars and very strong men. This was succeeded in later years by a float pushed by a launch which could carry two cars. This in turn was replaced by a water jet ferry, which carried six cars. That ferry finally finished in 1974. There is now only a passenger ferry, and it is traditionally still summoned by ringing the bell. Just before the head of Old Mill Creek, you might spot an old piece of slaty stone with a C on it by the side of the road. This dates right back to the time of Henry VIII. Local monasteries used to keep up the roads, but after they were dissolved, county authorities agreed to maintain the roads for 100 yards either side of the bridges. The sea stone marks the spot where their work stopped. At the top of the town of Dartmouth, you pass by the Church of St Clement. This is the oldest church in Dartmouth and may even have been founded by the Vikings who revered St Clement. It remained the mother church, which Dartmouth people had to attend until the 14th century. Your walk back down to Dartmouth is a historical one, down old medieval streets. The stepped lanes of Brown's Hill was once the only route into Dartmouth. Known in past times as Slippery Causeway, it was usable only by pack horses, which meant that carriages could not enter the town at all.